learn more at libertybts.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The CIA, well, I'm going to begin with the conflict in Ukraine is really intensifying. And this country, we're not really, we get a little news here and there. We're not being told what is really happening. Right now, Russia is preparing for an all-out attack in Moscow, the government buildings, the Russian military leadership. They're preparing for a direct conflict with NATO. It's not with NATO. It's with America. It's with Britain. Poland, but they're internally within the nation, they are they're upping their air defense systems that have been deployed. They're thinking that possibly there's going to be some attacks within the boundaries of Russia, in the nation. And things are just escalating. And another thing, too, is, you know, we are arming Ukraine. America and NATO nations, European nations are arming Ukraine just to confront Russia directly. But they're changing their strategy. Now they're thinking about arming Ukraine to attack Crimea. Now that right there will, I mean, you can try to move troops within the Russian border. That is very severe, but you don't want to mess with Crimea because that is the ocean. That is the sea bases. And if America and if the nations and if they do arm Ukraine for the purpose of attacking Crimea, now that's a different matter there. Crimea is Russia. That is no different than attacking Moscow. So, and even in the New York Times, that the United States is considering helping Ukraine target Crimea. And a White House source said that it is decided that since Ukraine can't survive in a deadlock, in this conflict, because it's a deadlock, the only thing left to do is to organize an additional threat and attack Crimea. So they need extra weaponry. They need extra everything. They need more men. Well, Russia is, you're just pushing Russia a little bit. You're pushing too hard, too much. Then Emmanuel Macron, now you see you have this Davos meeting and they talk about things that eventually we find out about. Well, Emmanuel Macron, he said that, quoting, he said that the world is defined by the polarity between the United States and China, and Europe has yet to decide whether it wants to become a vassal of one of these two, or if Europe wants to, or if France wants to pursue a path of freedom and solidarity. He says, Europe has so far been unable to fully reply to the question. The answer is an economically, technologically, and military sovereign Europe, in other words, a truly powerful Europe. Macron knows that since Ukraine conflict began, Europe has actually depended on and is depending upon the United States in a more. They are right now USA dependent, empire dependent, and that's what they didn't want. Europe was getting to the point where it is having commerce with China. It is doing well, but this Ukraine war, this conflict, has changed everything. This administration and this country are doing whatever they can to demonize China, so that the EU nations will, you know, they can't stop complete trade with China, but scale back, scale down. China is a threat to this country. And the European nations are right in the middle between these two behemoths. Which way are they going to go? Which way will they, what direction will they decide to do? Or what direction will they decide to go? They need America. We supply NATO nations with finances, intel, but they buy everything they need from China. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Hi folks, JD here, and I want to tell you about a new program being offered here at KHNC. We've got a limited number of 1-hour time slots available on the weekends that we're going to offer to people who would like to have their own radio show. So if you've ever wanted to be on the radio, this is your chance. Give us a call here at the station at 970-587-5003. Again, that's 970-587-5003.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Love.
Europe doesn't want to be a vassal state to the United States, which it already is, it has been since World War II, or to China before, oh, let's say, in the last 20 years, there's been an option for Europe. China. So they have an option. Lean and yield to the wishes of empire, or do what many nations in the rest of the world are doing in the multipolar world that has been put together by Vladimir Putin, and join the other polar world. Distance yourself from the unipolar world. Right now, the French are asking the question. They're thinking, you know, we, Europe, we can work together and distance ourselves from American control, they think. And if we, the only ally, the other ally that we have is Russia, which we definitely cannot even think that we would like to work with Russia and end the conflict and then work with Russia and China in a multipolar world future. They don't dare say that, because I promise you, we will cut funding off to them so quickly. They are so dependent on American financing, American intelligence, American military, you name it. England, Great Britain, right now, they can't do anything because they're in a strait. If they decide to even consider taking Russian oil, fuel, assistance, we stop sending our ships from the ports in Houston and elsewhere full of natural gas, liquid gas, and they will freeze to death. The British will freeze. So, unipolar world, multipolar world. And then there was a French minister, finance minister, and he said that China cannot be out. China must be in. He said that France is diverging with Washington on Beijing ties. He said that the United States has taken a confrontational approach with China, particularly when it comes to the technology sector. But the European Union has looked at striking a balance between its political friendship with the United States and its economic ties with China. And this was at Davos, where the European does not see eye to eye with the United States when it comes to opposing China. This is the New World Order group in Davos. So even the Davos crowd is beginning to divide. They don't see eye to eye with the United States when it comes to opposing China, the French finance minister told CNBC Friday. Speaking at a panel at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, looking at the economic outlook, France's Bruno Le Maire stated, China cannot be out. China must be in. This is the difference of view we have between the United States and Europe. We don't want to oppose China. We want to engage with China. We want China to obey the same rules, but this is our policy. And again, the U.S. has taken an approach with China, a confrontational approach when it comes to the technology. And officials have stated that China is a strategic rival. They also recognize they want to develop commercial ties with Beijing and work together against climate change. Well, the Chinese aren't pushing for anything that has to do with climate change. They pollute more than half of the world just solo. Well, I don't know if that's true, but they do pollute bigly. And Macron He's planning a trip to China in the coming weeks to discuss energy and trade, as well as the broader consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. They're not going to come to any agreements with Russia being involved in Ukraine. They won't discuss that. China is going to back Russia and Vladimir Putin and the decisions they have made because it's in the best interests of China. Someone has to, you might say, take the lead to address empire and the power that the empire wields, the control of empire over the nation. Someone has to address it. And up to this point, no one has been able to. Anybody that has tried to take a different direction with against U.S. policy, they get themselves in trouble. The petrodollar. We have to go back to the petrodollar always because that has been the means of control for America and the West since the 70s. The petrodollar has been the currency internationally. Well, just recently, within the last 20 years, there's been talk, and then finally there's been actual movement by nations to trade with each other, excluding the petrodollar in the trade agreements, in the exchanges. So that's big in itself. And then the concept of a unipolar world, which most of the nations do understand. The governments understand a unipolar world, a world run, controlled by America, by empire, and a multipolar world, which they've always desired to have an alternative to America's world hegemony, but they just haven't until recently. And once the concept of a BRICS trading group partnership, that there was discussion, talk about it, but eventually these nations have moved on it. Brazil, Russia, India, South Africa, China, they moved on it. They made it real. It was not just a thought. It became reality. And many nations are making the decision to actually partner with these nations. And it would take these big empires, economic empires, Russia, China, India. It would take the financial power in South America, Brazil, all these nations working together economically. That's what it would take to stand against America. Britain, we control Britain. We control Europe. We control NATO nations. We basically do whatever we have wanted since World War I. It began in World War I, and in World War II, after the war was over, we already had planned to rebuild Europe. We are already replanning to rebuild Ukraine. All of the corporations in this country that are in good graces with this government, they're lining up. They're lining up, and they're taking these politicians out to lunch, to dinner. They're having smoking cigars and drinking whatever it is they would like to drink, because you tear down a nation like Ukraine, and it's going to escalate. You watch. It's going to escalate into the other central European nations and Eastern European nations. There's going to be big money in the future. But the problem that everyone is having, especially this country, just one problem, Russia. China has a problem, Russia. China won't be able to go forward with their objectives because of Russia. United States, European nations, Russia. You know, what is it? Russia, Russia, Russia. And even though Vladimir Putin is working with Beijing, with Xi, still, they have to work together against empire. This is slowing down the, the objectives of these globalists. You know, Soros, the Rockefellers years ago, these people that have been involved in putting everything or like World Economic Forum, they have these non-governmental organizations that buy in, the Climate Change Initiative, nations, all of these things work together for this global system they want to bring in. But here's the thing. These men that have worked so hard, like Klaus Schwab, he may not even live to see it come into fruition. He's right on the edge, hoping he can live for another 2 or 3 years and watch it happen, what they would call the Fourth Reich. It's the last Reich. The Fourth Reich is the last Reich. There will not be a Fifth Reich. We are watching the end of the Fourth Reich. The Fourth Reich is going to be just for a short period of time. You could say maybe less than a decade. They spent all this money to build the ship. Then the ship sets out to sea like the Titanic, and it's on its maiden voyage. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to take it out to sea, but it's going to hit an iceberg, and they're going to perish. The Fourth Reich is going to be very short-lived. They've spent so much time, energy, money, everything possible to bring the world into the Fourth Reich, or into the fourth rule of mankind. Excuse me, starting right after Rome's demise. They spent all these centuries, and it's going to be very short-lived, just like the Titanic. They spent all those years building it, all those man hours, all that money, all the new latest in engineering technology, what we would call the best of that time. And on the maiden voyage, once it sets out to sea, it is doomed. Well, the Fourth Reich is doomed. And even at Davos, they're divided. Do we need China? And you know why? Because many of the Davos nation, many of the Davos people are from Europe. And the greatest threat to the Davos crowd is empire. They won't admit it, but it's the truth. Davos has a problem. Empire, World Economic Forum, there in Davos. The problem is empire. They don't realize that China, and they do realize, I should say, that China is one of the gives them hope. Because there's someone else that can push back against empire, two nations, Russia and China, and India and Brazil and South Africa.
You're listening to KHNC 1360 AM. Please join us Friday mornings from 7 to 9 AM with Kevin LaRusso on Common Nonsense, sponsored by Tactical Civics.
Are you done with the Democrats and the Republicans and with criminals running and ruining everything? Are you tired of the millions of unconstitutional laws they've created and foisted upon you? How about all the crimes they get away with regularly that go unpunished? Is your vote even going to count the way you intended it? If you're done with these games and want the Constitution actually enforced for real, Then join us at tacticalcivics.com. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
The New World Order, what it is it is a cabal of people at war with God. Simply, it is people internationally, very powerful people that are basically heathen, that are at war with God. That is what the New World Order is. They do have a God. It's not the God that the Christians, that most of the world would consider to be God, that would they, those that would worship the true God. He's not a architect. That's not what God is. That's the Masonic God. No, he's creator. He's not an architect. Yes, in his creation, there's architecture. But the Masons worship and believe in an architect. The devil. Most Masons don't realize the depths of the evil in that, in the Masonic lodges, in the Masonic belief and doctrine. Many are waking up. I have family that were in, that were Masons. And they were, oh my goodness, it was more powerful than going to church on Sunday and believing in God. Because it's a brotherhood. And they take care of one another. And that's what everybody wants. That's why many people join the military. The brotherhood. Companionship. Well, it's the same with Masonry. Freemasonry. But, pardon me. But, the New World Order, it, according to Scripture, it will never be able to have a oneness without being forced to obey, just like they want the nations to obey what they have to, you know, they want everybody to obey. Well, even they, within that system, they're so divided. Others in that system, like with all of the secret societies, they fight amongst themselves to see who is the best, which secret society is the greatest. There's always this competition, and there's always conflict. They're always at war. It's just like in the Old Testament when the nations, the groups of people, the tribes, the countries that would fight against Israel, even they were, though they would hate Israel, they had to have a common enemy to be united. But you get rid of the common enemy and they fight amongst themselves. There has to be a common enemy with the New World Order groups, God and his children. That's the common enemy. The common enemy isn't the man on the street, isn't anyone. The true enemy is, again, God himself and his people and Israel. So now I'm going to go back to what's happening in Ukraine. There is a the German defense minister Boris Pistorius, and he was just sworn into office yesterday, I believe on Thursday, and he said that Germany is not a participant of the conflict, but despite that, we are affected by it. These are not normal times. We have a war raging in Europe. Now see, in Europe, these officials in these nations in Europe, they recognize that there is a war taking place. In this country, because we're so far removed from that type of conflict, life just goes on. We're not affected by it, unless you want to go buy eggs. But over there, he said, these are not normal times. It's very well put. These are not normal times. Then the German newspaper, Spiegel, they had information from the Federal Intelligence Service, and that intelligence stated, what the special services were unable to report is alarming. And they have not been reporting, but you're going to hear it. Ukrainians at the front near Bakhmut are now suffering huge losses. Three-digit death tolls per day are reported. The fall of Bakhmut will have a negative impact on the entire line of Ukrainian defense. Another German leader, Waldemar Gert, he said, the fate of the Ukraine, in my opinion, is already sealed. The whole world will have to restore the country, and it will be most likely, it will be divided by the whole world community. So, they're talking restoration, restoring Ukraine, but he states again, the fate of the Ukraine has been sealed. In other words, there's no hope for victory. And there isn't. Everything that this country, that empire, all the nations that we have, we put a sword to their throat, the NATO nations, the European nations, we are paying mercenaries handsomely to go over there and fight. They get a big check deposited wherever, and it's probably going to sit there and collect dust because these guys are going to die. Russia was ready for this conflict. And so it's over in Ukraine. Russia is not going to... the more you push at Russia, the more money she's going to make, the more weapons she's going, the industry in that country, the more people that are going to be put to work. Already right now, Russia is basically has 1.5 million troops that are being, that are either ready or being readied for a greater conflict. They're in that, they have the war machine is humming, where the other, you know, we in this country, we can't even get people to join. And the people that we do, that do go into the service, really shouldn't be in the service. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
Klaus Schwab's worked all these years. He may not see the New World Order come into power for a short period of time. George Soros, the same. The Rockefellers spent so much time, money, and they didn't get to see it. And it's only, like I say, this Fourth Reich is going to be like the Titanic going out to sea and hitting an iceberg and sinking. It's going to be so short-lived. It's unbelievable. I mean, 3-4 years. And the reason I say that is the last Reich, the final Reich, will be the, you might say the, I don't know if you would call it the Reich of Antichrist or the rule of Antichrist. That is really the last Reich, according to the Bible, the rule of Antichrist, which is basically his full power will only be less than three, not quite 4 years. It'll be a little over 3 years, maybe two years and 2 months, somewhere in there, at his full power. He doesn't really has full power until he becomes Antichrist. Then he has authority. But before that, he will, you know, rule this nation for about 3.5, not quite 4 years, till we go into that period of the great darkness that Christ said would come upon the earth, a time called nighttime. And in the nighttime, the Christian people, will not be able to do anything. They will be powerless. They will pretty much disappear. They'll have to hide, just like the Jewish people in Nazi Germany. They had to hide. There's nothing they could do. There was no way to resist. The Fourth Reich, maybe a 7-year period of time, but really an intensity for 3.5 years and a little bit more. Now, concerning going back to Ukraine, the fate of Ukraine, according to this German Gert, the fate of the Ukraine is already sealed. Then there's a Polish president, Andrzej Duda. He said, I'm afraid that now, maybe in a few months, maybe weeks, there will be a decisive moment of this war. And this moment is the answer to the question, if Ukraine will survive or not. I think that Zelensky, he had better have a backup plan. You know, the president of, what was it, New Zealand? She had a backup plan because she saw the writing on the wall, and she decided she better get out as quickly as possible. I believe it was New Zealand. And she's going to step down this next month. Well, Zelensky, he better decide what he's going to do, because these people here are saying that there's not much more time. There's another Polish Prime Minister, Mateusz Morawiecki. He said the West, the free world, is a little tired and would like to live a normal life. Today, I see this very clearly. I want to warn world leaders, because Russia is patient and looks to tighten its grip on Ukraine in the long term. This is why I say, I have to go back to the prophecies about Russia in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Russia is going to mature as a nation, and the nations of the world are not going to be able to do anything to bring about her destruction. The way Russia is destroyed is by the hand of God. And Russia will be destroyed when Russia invades the Middle East with other nations. Even right now, Syria, there was the Syrian people just attacked, I think it was the U.S., one of the U.S. Army Air Force bases, and the United States has been supplying ISIS to fight its battles against the Taliban. So once again, we see the United States behind the scenes involved in other conflicts, now especially in the Middle East. And Russia is going to come with other nations. Turkey and Syria, they have their differences, but when it comes to empire, they're going to probably want to work together. But Bashar Assad, they've tried everything possible to remove him from power, and they haven't been able to do it. The West has been done everything possible to remove Vladimir Putin from power, to stop Russia from continuing to economically get healthy, to economically prosper. And Russia has prospered in spite of the conflict in Ukraine. They've done very well. Blow up the Nord Stream 1 and 2 or the pipeline. No problem. They just send more to another neighbor who's more than willing to buy as much oil, gas, energy as possible, China. They're sending, also working out deals with India. So Russia, they have people lining up to buy whatever it is that Russia can supply, natural gas, oil. We are truly in amazing times. We are really in interesting times. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo Knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today, or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
You know, all these individuals talking about the fate of Ukraine. Polish General Wydomar Szyszpyrzyk, he declared, "There is no military chance for Ukraine to win this war. Even supplying modern Western-made tanks will have little effect on the battlefield. Even 100 tanks will not change the situation, in which the Russians are building a multifold advantage over Ukrainian army." The Russians are really practicing for the great war that they're going to be involved in when they decide to, with Iran and other nations, Turkey, when they decide to invade the Middle East. They're preparing for that war. And their industry, their war industry, is their energy. They have plenty of energy to make whatever is needed for the weapons for war. They are not, like here in this country, we just ran out of oil. There's no oil in the ground. All the oil fields they've been depleted. There's nothing underneath the crust of the earth. And, well, you would think that's the case, because they're not pumping anything. They're not bringing gas up. They're not no new drilling because of the madness of these insane people. But it is part of the New World Order, the Final Reich plan. The Final Reich, the Reich of Antichrist, that is the final plan. That's the way the Bible describes it. There was a Third Reich of Adolf Hitler, and all these people in the globalist cabal are talking about the Fourth Reich when they're going to take over the world. Well, the Fourth Reich, according to Revelation chapter 13, is the Antichrist Reich. But it's only a short period of time. But up until that time, the nations of the world will prepare, and they're hoping, they are putting all their eggs in one basket, believing that they're going to be the rulers of the world here shortly. Well, just like people believe that Ukraine has a chance to destroy Russia, even with America and with the NATO nations, the European nations behind, you know, all working together. It's a collective of powerful groups or nations trying to defeat Russia. There's only one individual that can destroy Russia at the right time, that is God himself. And he's going to destroy Russia when Russia moves again into the Middle East with these other nations. But until that time, Russia is going to just get stronger. Her industry is going to put out every single thing needed for war. Agriculture, they have been so blessed. They had grain, their harvest season was massive harvest season. They're not hurting for food, they're not hurting for eggs, they have plenty of chickens, they have plenty of cows, they have everything they need, but the rest of the world is hurting. Not Russia, not yet, but once Russia decides to invade the Middle East, then it will be over. The next great, great war that will take place 7 years later will be at Armageddon. And the Chinese are getting ready for that now. Have a good weekend. Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church
Most
program.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.